everybody, Alex Newman here with the New American. We're at Camp Constitution, and I'm standing here with one of the world's greatest astrophysicists, Dr. Willy Soon. He's with the Hungarian Institute of Earth Physics and Planetary Sciences. Willy, thanks for joining us. I loved your lectures earlier today. They're always hilarious. You and dozens of other incredible scientists from around the world did a study that came out last year showing that the sun could explain all of the observed warming that we've seen using the government and the UN's own data sets. Tell us a little bit about the study and what the reaction was.
Right. It is a study that is, I would say, comprehensive, something that IPCC should have done, but they haven't done it, obviously, and also mainly because of their own, their bias, the charter. Their bias is intrinsic because they're practicing political science and we are doing science. Simple as that. And what we have found is very clear. We have found is that if you want to understand climate change, you first have to set the record straight. What does all this thermometer temperature record means? And we found out that a lot of this problem and the record is of course promoted and used by IPCC and NASA, NOAA, all of it, UKMO, United Kingdom Met Office, they have been using data that actually thermometer that is collected over, let's say, urban station and rural station and or anything in between. And they collect all of them up, they just average them. So to me, this is actually a very classic apple and orange problem. They basically taking apple and orange and just mix them together and call it a banana. We just want to be straight. If I want to study apple, we study apple. We want to study orange. So we split that up. We show that we can get exactly the same result as them, which if we just mix rural and urban station. So that's very powerful. Then we say, why don't we look at just the rural station? What does it show? Clearly that we don't show all these things that they were showing, which is straight warming that looked like it's all forced by carbon dioxide, rising carbon dioxide. What we found is that the temperature record seems to be cooling, warming. Every 60 years or so, in fact, we show that, well, if you look carefully in terms of the solar activity record, in terms of actually what the sun brightness, you know, basically is brighter and dimmer, that's all it is, that actually it fits almost perfectly that I think somehow that's what angered them. For me, if it doesn't fit, it doesn't matter. But what the results say, I clearly will not use the temperature record they use. This is how the whole system has been so biased. And then over all this time, last year, about 2022, about I think March, we published another very devastating paper studying 800 thermometer stations over Europe. And this time we do it very carefully. We have invited all the head in charge of all the national meteorological stations, let's say in Hungary, in all these different places. We have quite a few of them. There are about 25 of them willing to join us from Poland, from all these other places. They're willing to join us to author this paper by just simply saying that has the what you call the methods in which they try to combine this data, how they process the data, valid? We show that it's not even close. It's like, for example, 20% of the time only that match with the actual record of what the station is saying. Only 20%. So it's very bad. Which means the record they show you is completely contaminated. So this is another very devastating evidence which I only hope that the IPCC will take heed. So I can't even speak about the 2021 report anymore. You know they're going to have the 7 report coming, which is another 6 years from now. I'm sorry. I'm pre-warning you. If you're still listening to all this junk from UN IPCC, we'll be in serious trouble. Not only the people, of course, it's the people that we elect to the office or all these unelected officials, that they're going to really ruin everyone's life.
Yeah.
Right? We know that the coming winter is going to be really bad for Germany because they have go crazy with this energy winder. You know, all this stuff about energy using wind and solar could solve all the problems in the world. Ridiculous. The point is that these are all 19th century technology or even earlier. And we've been doing in terms of human needs of use of energy, we've been systematically move away from that. So we started using a lot of this, what you call high impact, high energy density sources like natural gas, fossil fuel, wood, you know, all this stuff that we've been moving away from that. And nuclear is one of the number one thing that seems like an enemy of all these people. But it is the most, what you call, useful energy that we can actually generate in very small local impact that you can generate enormous amount of power. And why don't we promote that? Germany, all because of this green environmental, the fear, you know, the fear on radiation, that everybody talking crazy stuff. Instead of really worrying about people that actually don't have electricity, suffer from cold and death. I mean, it's many things wrong.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. And I want to ask if you have any thoughts on what is their agenda? As we're speaking right now, the Biden administration has just said there's a climate emergency. They're going to be doing all these executive actions to save us from global warming. But to me, and I think to other scientists who are studying this, it doesn't really look like they're actually working on solving climate issues. It looks like there's a different agenda. What do you think they want to do, and why do they want to do it?
You know, that part of it is a bit hard for me to answer, but it's very clear to me. These are all, first of all, it's anti-science. First of all, there's never was any climate emergency of any sort. Weather is just what it is, right? Climate is something that they always say, oh, we don't know, maybe it's 30-year average of the weather. In fact, there's no scientific definition of what is a proper climate. This is why it's such a complicated question. So that's why, but as far as I'm concerned, in terms of looking, in terms of all this what so-called, you know, carbon dioxide being the devil gas, the satanic gas that actually will all you need to do is just remove this gas. Then problem will be solved. Let's ask that question. Is that true? It's not even close. That's the problem. It's not even a question. It's been proven over the last 20 years or so. We've been emitting less and less, yet the carbon dioxide appear to be going up, okay, given all the available knowledge. But yet they haven't explained a single thing to what we observe in the climate system. As I told you, the thermometer data was all biased. And then that's why it's so complicated to address the question. I really believe their agenda is something bigger, something much, much bigger than let's say just United States alone. This is basically a movement that is rooted in something that is very, you know, people like to call this conspiracy, but this is reality. You know, you just think about that cloud shop organization, right? Yeah, World Economic Forum, yeah. I mean, these folks are literally, just like the issues on COVID-19 and all the lockdown and all these other really top-down control kind of a way in which that they want to block anybody to really less freedom for everyone, including, well, not themselves, of course, but mostly.
They get private jets.
Yeah. They got private jets and they got a lot of secret vacation spot that you could never even close to swimming over there because it's way remote and very nicely located, you know, like in Maldives and all that stuff where they keep claiming that sea level is coming. Now they build a whole floating city. There's always been a solution. It's always been that way, right? But they just won't let us have access to any such thing. Clearly. Yeah, I would say it's that sort of what you call one world government, the total control of everything, the everything electronized. You know, it's a form of technocracy using technology to control everyone. They want you to have a vaccine passport, maybe even the energy passport, right? The one that if you use certain amount of energy, then we're going to block you or cut you off, you know?
Your carbon emissions are too.
Yeah, it's all scary. And the problem is that it's all for nothing. Nothing. You absolutely will not. This is why being from a scientific point of view, we are very confident. Now we cannot. I personally work on this problem day in, day out for 30 some years now. And I really have not seen even the evidence that this CO2 gas in the air is a strong control of the climate system on any level, any scale you look at, from local to regional to, let's say, a wind system or ocean current or from any what they call the, like ENSO, for example, the El Nino Southern Oscillation phenomenon in Equatorial Pacific. Okay, or what they call Pacific Decadal Oscillation or Atlantic Multi-Decadal. These are all ocean and atmosphere phenomenon that varies on very long time scale, like every 30 years, every 60 years, that sort of thing. There is zero chance for the CO2 to actually lurk into somehow that all this thing was slipping and this guy can slip into the thing and then really change it. There's no such thing. That's why they give all the false analogy that we are poking into the sleeping dragon and the egg ring going to be dangerous. This is that kind of a perpetual scaremongering that continue to victimize people who actually don't have time and don't have access to, let's say, New American. Everybody should just watch New American TV and all this Mark Lindell TV. I just say throw away all this CNN, ABC. Actually, I haven't been watching them for a very long time, at least 30 years. I just ignore all of them because they're not truthful. They're just selling garbage after garbage. And that's something that, you know, you really don't want to have too much garbage in your brain or even near you somewhere because it's going to be really stink, right? It's just not a good thing. So I would reject all of that. I say this is a very, very bad thing that they're doing. Hopefully, most of us will speak out, share the knowledge, you know, spread the principle. If they want to say that they have an evidence of this CO2 causing any problem, tell them to look for Willie Soon or Alex Newman. We'll provide the evidence. Or if they show you a graph, please send the graph to us. We will explain to you what that graph is, because that's how they typically do. They try to victimize everyone on not able to read the graph properly. They either stretch the scale and change all kinds. This is called graphical trick. It's a bit childish. You see that all the time from the IPCC report. You see from Al Gore, for example. He even coerced a lot of scientists to produce all this plausible. Remember, plausibility is not a scientific notion. It's about the and if you think about statistics, most of the stuff that he talked about have a zero chance, statistically speaking, from occurring. Like North Pole melting away, mm-hmm. right? He have said that over.
I remember watching Al Gore say that it was going to be gone by 2013. Yeah, yeah. I think it was
exactly many times. Sea level going to rise. Sea level going to rise. But you know what? The ultimate story about sea level is that it's changing by on the order of 4 inches in 100 years. 4 inches in 100 years. There was a comedian that says, if you don't know how to step back 4 inches in 100 years, you deserve to die. You know, it's a silly stuff, because the point is that the rate is very slow. And they don't want to explain this. And then they use the most humongous picture, you know, of hurricane, volcano, all this. But first of all, CO2 ain't gonna cause no volcano to do. Or CO2 not causing earthquake. You know, these are people that now have a special division in terms of their funding structure. For anybody who dare to, or even conveniently want to link, let's say, hurricane to CO2, or link forest fire to CO2, all these other nonsense, right? It's one thing after another. Every single issue, over the most latest 5 years, I have published all the papers looking at it. Remember, if it were to be true, I would be the first guy to tell you and report you anywhere, because I want nothing but the whole truth. It's not a pretension game. It's not a what you call cheating game, you know, like using tricks and people don't, you know. I just show everything. I look at the wildfire. It's the best example. Wildfire, if you look at the United States record, it's a very puzzling story that how they manipulate you. The U.S. National Assessment Climate Change, they produce a graph that shows from 1960 to present time, 2021. It does show that the wildfire burn area in the United States is increasing. Okay, but number is the whole story. Okay, but it's actually changing in a very small amount. If you look at it, it's really very small amount. No more than 1 or 2, 3% kind of area. But if you look the data further back to, let's say, 1920, 1930s, it was another factor of 200 to 1,000%.
Wow.
Higher, that was burned much more back then, because a lot of them mass accumulated, the tree were growing and no one was cutting it down. Then huge amount of wildfire. But they only show you this modern part of the record. And that is called deception. That actually, to the point where if there's a way in which that you can criminalize these people, this is wrong behavior. And I'm not talking about this. You know who published that kind of stuff and speak about those kind of stuff? These are director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Study. These are US Global Change Research Director. I mean, these are unacceptable kind of what you call manipulation. That is very, very outrageous. And when we speak out against, they say, well, you are a climate change denier. You are being funded by fossil fuel company. I am sorry, I have no relationship to fossil fuel company, except that I pay them to put in the gasoline into my car.
Just like everybody else.
Right, exactly.
Willie, before we let you go, what are some ideas that you can give the folks out there for how do they combat all this misinformation? It's coming from, like you said, all the media. It's coming from the governments. How do we, as regular citizens, push back against this narrative?
Okay, I think the quickest way of communication now is to look for certain good institution and good group in terms of the information already supplied. First of all, my own group, my little group, is Ceres, CERES-science.com. So go to that webpage, you will be access to a lot of this most up-to-date. It could be too technical, but there are a lot of layers in between. So group like the Heartland Institute from Chicago. These are some of my friends. And then there are many good groups in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere that actually are working very hard to try to, what you call, educate people on the climate science issues. And they are more interested in the policy, but I'm more interested in pure science so that I can supply the best scientific information we have, so we know how to really deal with it. This is a very standard thing, right? If you don't even know where your problem is, how are you going to fix it? And these people keep proposing this cutting carbon dioxide as a solution. It never, ever will be a solution. So believe me, when they do this, it's really, you might as well just close your eye, stand on the cliff and jump. And then you will feel it when you hear a bang. Yeah. I mean, that's dangerous.
It really is. And folks out there, I said at the beginning that Dr. Willie Soon is one of the greatest astrophysicists on the planet, and that is no exaggeration. In fact, the UN knows of his work very well. I wrote an article about his study last year, and I reached out to the IPCC, and they came up with various excuses for why they weren't incorporating their findings into their thing. And then it turns out that the chairman of their working group that was responsible for this report had actually cited Dr. Soon's papers on this exact issue favorably. So they know what they're doing. They're deliberately concealing these things. Folks, please share this out there. You're not going to get this from most of the fake media. The social media is doing everything they can to suppress this information. So we depend on you guys to get the information out. Thanks for watching. I'm Alex Newman. This is The New American. And until next time, God bless you all.